The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For the first time in American history, two presidents are set to stand side by side and debate. In theory, this will expose policies, leadership qualities and legacies for everyone to judge. The presidential debate tomorrow between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden is set to be historic. Joining me now from the US is Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Anton.
Lovely to talk to you, Terry. This seems to be the world's longest election campaign.
Absolutely. This has been the never-ending campaign. You could say it started the day after the 2020 race or the day after the January 6th insurrection, in which Donald Trump made it clear that he was running and he started to run a campaign. And Joe Biden has been forced to respond.
Both men have been characterized in recent weeks and months by making fairly significant gaffes in public speeches and in public pronouncements. In that context, what can we expect of tomorrow?
Well, both men, especially Joe Biden, are going to try to stay on script. They're going to just try to present themselves as presidential. They're going to try to avoid gaffes because, again, Donald Trump's campaign has portrayed Biden as too old, too senile to be president. So they've lowered expectations for Biden, which now they're trying to row back. And for Trump, it's just a matter of not going off the rails, not saying things that don't make sense or are incendiary or are non-presidential.
Although from Trump's perspective, given his capacity to rally his base, does it matter to him if he goes off the rails?
It doesn't. Well, yes, it does, because, again, the race is so tight right now. It is a statistical dead heat, although Trump is leading in the several of the so-called swing states that would determine the election. But you have people who don't like either candidate or are not happy with either candidate, maybe is a better way of putting it. A very small amount of people who are legitimately undecided because of that, specifically people who tend to view themselves as conservatives but personally don't like Trump, or people who view themselves as liberals but don't like the way that Biden is handling the Israeli-Gaza war. Those people could probably either be moved to go to a certain candidate or to sit out. So it absolutely has a lot to do.
One of the things, of course, that's always interesting about these style of debates is the logistics and practicalities that get negotiated in advance, whether there be a live audience, how it's going to be moderated. What deals have been struck in respect of all of that?
Well, first off, there will be no live audience. And let's start with the big picture. There's only going to be two debates this presidential season, the one that's happening tomorrow, one that'll happen September 10th. This is the first time in 64 years that the debates have not been organized by a nonpartisan group. CNN is doing the debate tomorrow. ABC will do the second and the only second debate come September. So it's a privately run debate. There will be no audience in the stage, basically a sound stage. Microphones will be turned off when it's not the candidate's turn to speak. So Donald Trump will not be able to interrupt Joe Biden. He'll also not be able to play to an audience. By flip of a coin, it was determined that Joe Biden will be looking at the screen on the right. By a flip of the coin, it was determined that Donald Trump would have the last word in the debate.
Do we know what, if any, agreement has been made in respect of how it is directed? Because if you cast your mind back to Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, he managed to heckle her even in the form of cutaways by the expressions that he made, which, of course, the director then put a camera on.
Actually, I don't know that. I mean, again, CNN is producing it themselves. I do know that, and it's the teams have basically negotiated what they want. I don't know if it gets that granular about camera shots.
What then about the actual content? Because in theory, there is much that could be discussed in relation to foreign policy, in relation to the economy, in relation to education, law and order, all of those kind of things. Will that get a look in what is becoming ever more of a pantomime of a contest?
It'll get a look in, but I think it'll be very cursory. For instance, Donald Trump is going to portray Joe Biden as weak on immigration, allowing an open border, and just his handling of the economy. Joe Biden is going after Donald Trump's behavior during his first administration and also since January 6th and what he has done since then, that he's a convicted felon, that, you know, he's been impeached twice, that he has all these other charges, federal charges still waiting for him. So he's going to be going for that. So again, will we get a deep conversation about these issues? No. Will there be a lot of finger pointing? Yes.
Now, when it comes to the finger pointing, if you had gone back to a candidate in any previous presidential debate before the Trump era, and you said, look, some of the ammunition you will have is that your opponent is a multiply convicted felon. They have been found by a civil court to have sexually assaulted somebody. They have multiple bankruptcies. They are facing $500 million worth of fines for failures to properly govern their business. You would say, this is a slam dunk. We have nothing to worry about. Oddly, in this context, it's a very tricky one, I assume, for Biden as to decide how heavy does he go on any of that, because it hasn't particularly seemed to harm President Trump.
No, Trump, what Trump has done is he's portrayed everything you have just said as attack against him unleashed by Joe Biden, that this is Joe Biden's political persecution, that he wants him out of the way. So he's unleashed the full weight of the United States government against him. Again, false. That's what Donald Trump is saying. But besides that, you're absolutely right. I mean, the fact that you have a candidate that's coming in that has recently been convicted, that could be in jail, possibly, by the time the nominating convention happens within a month, that still faces all these federal charges, still faces state charges in Georgia, and has basically undermined, you know, the American system of justice. Yes, you would say it's a slam dunk, but for Donald Trump, it doesn't stick. It's almost as if it's a badge of honor for him that he will tell you, or he will tell his supporters, I'm doing this all for you. I'm the only thing standing in the way for them coming after you.
Lastly then, Terry, what do you read into Donald Trump seem to get his defense in early? Because he said now a couple of times that they're going to inject Joe Biden with some kind of stimulant to improve his performance. That suggests that he thinks that Joe Biden is going to be a handful.
Yes. As I said earlier, you know, all the expectations for Joe Biden, what they've been portraying the campaign, that he's a doddering old man, that he's senile, he can't physically handle the requirements of the job. If Joe Biden comes in strong and looks presidential, doesn't do too many gaffes, that undermines that line of thought from Donald Trump's campaign. So as you said, they've been pushing the thing that he's going to be taking performance enhancing drugs. They're also saying now that the questions have been leaked by CNN to Biden. They've also said that the moderators, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, are biased and they're going to give Joe Biden a soft go while they're going to be hot on Donald Trump. So they're already trying to now raise expectations that they themselves have lowered.
Terry, thanks very much. Always good to talk to you. That is Terry Sheridan, Managing Editor of WSHU Public.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.